No, no, not yet. No,
so what do they tell you the process is? Like tomorrow, if you're not signed, you can't come here?
I don't know. I plan on being signed. I don't know. Me and my agent, we haven't really discussed on it. I plan on starting the first day, right on time.
How's that process? Do you talk to the guys upstairs at all, or
are
you
like? I know I haven't. I came right in and went to go visit Coach Smith, and we've been, you know, installing this whole time, and that's all I've been doing.
But you know how the process works with the rookie wage scale and stuff. What did you think of that part of the new CBA? I think it's gonna affect you more than most guys.
You really can't be possessive over something that you didn't have. You know, you hear about what. You know, with Sue May last year and all that stuff. But, you know, I've been playing football, you know, all my life for free. So, you know, whatever it is, whatever my contract may be, and I'm good with whatever.
So you said you've been installing?
Yeah.
Talk us through your
game. We've just been installing the first, you know, couple of defenses that we have in our playbook. And, you know, we had already installed it when I came here after the draft, but we're just going over it with everybody here and all the guys here.
Do you think you've
gendered
some goodwill with the veterans by signing your name to the lawsuit?
I think so. I think, you know, all those guys, they've shown me a lot of love, a lot of respect on doing that. And, you know, I didn't do it for myself. I did it for all the guys that came before me and all the guys that was coming after me. So it was all for them and the guys that's coming after me.
Do you, in your own mind, think that, you know, that money that you quote-unquote lost in the new deal, you'll make up for it down the road if you have the kind of career that you expect?
I plan on getting, 3, 4, 5 contracts. And, I don't plan on just getting this one. So, you know, whatever the future contracts may be, then I'm happy with those too. I just want to play football. I'm not, you know, really worried about all that other stuff.
Well, do you feel like extra pressure to come in and sign and get right in for that first day? And, you know, more so than you would with no OTAs. I mean, rookies are already kind of under the eight ball, not having worked out all off season. I mean, it seems like if you miss time now.
Yeah, you'll definitely be behind the ball. And, I want to start on time. I want to, you know, we've missed this whole off season, and, I want to pick up. You know, the veterans, they're already, you know, ahead of us. And I just want to come in and just learn. I don't want to put myself any more behind than I already am.
Did you go with number 958? Why
58? I just felt like that was the number to go with. You know, I'm a big fan of Derek Thomas. I enjoyed the way he played the game. And hopefully I could get some inspiration from that. And he's my favorite player, and I'm number 58.
Vaughn, provided it all does work out financially, contract wise, what are you gonna be feeling like, do you think, Thursday morning when you walk out the doors for the first time, helmet comes on, fans are out there? After everything you've talked about at Texas A&M, the way you stayed in there, you hung in there with Coach Sherman and your parents, and to finally see it pay off in an NFL uniform.
I mean, it's all so surreal. Just getting on that plane this morning and coming out here, it was so surreal. And just seeing the lockout, you know, get lifted yesterday, that was surreal. So, you know, I'm sure the experience on Thursday will be surreal, and seeing all the fans and actually being here, it'll be, an experience that I remember for the rest of my life. Actually being on a pro team, this is all I, you know, wanted to do all my life. This is my dream, and to actually be able to live it, you know, I really can't explain it.
Have you had a chance to meet or talk to Elvis since you've been here?
Oh no, I haven't. I came in, I went straight, you know, to the linebacker meeting room, and we got in on the install.
But you haven't talked to him this offseason or anything?
I've talked to him, through text and over the phone a couple of times and through Twitter. You know, a couple of times, but that's just been it.
What do you guys think? You go back and forth a little bit about outdoing each other, or what kind of text do you guys?
I'm Robin, and we're here to save the day. You know, it's not anything like that. You know, I'm just trying to contribute to wins. You know, whatever it takes to win, that's what I do. And I just want to contribute, and I want to be there to back him up. And if I can get me one, I'll get me one too. But the name of the game is just to win, and that's why we're all here, and that's why we're putting this team together like we are, and we just want to win.
Just to make it clear, he's Batman.
Yeah, he's Batman. I'm Robin. You know, Robin had to say Batman a couple of times too, though.
Who's Robin Ames then? What superhero is he?
Put me on the spot. We gotta get a whole new trio then. You know what I just had it. I just you know had the Batman and Robin thing going. I gotta talk to Robin and see which superhero you want to be. Really, Batman is really not even a superhero.
The super friends. They had everybody, didn't they?
Yeah, they had everybody. You know, we could be the Legion of Doom. You know, we got Brian Dawkins in there, the X-Men. You know, we could create something different in here. But you know, we just want to win. You know, we can create a fun atmosphere while we're doing it. It'll all be good.
Are you going to change your Twitter handle from 40 to 58?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it. I don't want to, you know, lose my verification. So, it's a slow process. So, you know, I really want to change it to, you know, something, you know, different. But, you know, it'll be that for right now.
What have you done body-wise from draft day to now to get you ready for camp?
I just did the exact same thing that I did last year. I went back and I trained with all the guys back at Texas A&M. I worked out with my old strength and conditioning coach and all my old teammates. And I basically went through the offseason again with those guys as they prepare, you know, for an excellent season down there at Texas A&M, I'm sure. You know, of course I'm biased, but, you know, I'm hoping out of big things with those guys and actually being out and training with those guys. You know, I think it helped me a lot, you know, with the competitive, you know, the competitiveness that you get, you know, working with those guys, it's something that you can't get just working by yourself or going to a training facility and working with pros. You know, the young guys, all those guys are hungry there, and that's what I needed, you know, to work.
As the lockout was going on, were they trying to get you your eligibility reinstalled down there? You got
No, it was you know, I just talked about them, and I gave them a lot of advice, what helped me. You know, to have a successful season that I had my senior year. And just working with all those young guys, it helped make me a better football player, just working with those guys.
Hey, how difficult was it? I mean, you know, you get drafted, and it's just really anticlimactic. I mean, then you go into the summer long of just wondering when you're going to actually do something, get on the field. How hard was that mentally just?
I mean, you know, I mean, it really wasn't hard at all. You know, I mean, there really wasn't too much that I could do. You know, just work out every day and just wait on the word, and that's what I did. And you know, I'm just thankful that we got the season back.
There were a couple of days in there when the draft was happening to where guys could see the playbook. Did you get a chance to look at it then, and also look at it during this time? Or
oh yeah, I picked up my playbook that day after the draft, but I've had it this whole time. I was out there in Texas A&M working with all my my old position coaches, and you know, we went over the book a couple of times, and you know, hopefully that'll pay off, you know, in this training camp.